שבוע טוב, גוטן חיידש, גוטן חיידש אלו. שבי זכה to prepare ourselves and come into Rosh Hashanah, to be זכה all כלל ישראל to חסימה, כסיב וחסימה טובה, בעזר השם. Okay, so the Maisa, we have two pieces left here in this section called Erech HaTfilah. So we'll do that. If we have time, I don't know if we will, but maybe we'll do a piece related to El, but maybe, you know, in the continuation of the Sefer, there's a Perush on LeDavid Hashem Oyer V'Yishis, and maybe we'll see a bit of it. But we'll start with Ois Gimel here in Erech HaTfilah. Tfila Batzibur. Davening Batzibur. So I don't have the print that I don't have the new one. I have the old one. It's I don't know if somebody has the copies that I sent out. You could you can fill in what it is. It's called Tefillah Betzibur. The section is called Erech HaTefillah. In other words, there's first the Shara Tefillah, then there's Erech HaTefillah, Ois Gimel, Tefillah Betzibur. You found it? You found it?
Yeah.
What page is it, just for other people?
Yud Zayin.
Page Yud Zayin in the new print. Okay. So, B'Yisrael, says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, B'Yisrael, Ein shum he'era nechona yichola lishrot zulat al yidei haklal. In the Jewish people, by Klal Yisrael, there is no correct illumination that can rest upon a person or people except through the Klal, except through the entirety and the you know, I always say it's hard, it's very hard to translate klal, because even the English translations that can be used don't really grasp the essence of what we mean by klal. But so we'll stick to the word klal. And there is no ha'ara nechayna, there is no correct ha'ara, illumination, enlightenment that can rest, reside on us, except through the klal. Ubeklo klal ein davar she'ein bo silufim. And without the klal, there is nothing that doesn't have falsehoods in it. In other words, if we understand something in Torah, if we get some kind of spiritual understanding, if that understanding is going to come to us as an individual, there will be some kind of falsehood, something off in that ha'ara that we have. And in order for a ha'ara to be correct and to be without problems, to be without kind of mistake in understanding, it has to come to us through the klal. Ubekol asorim Yisrael, and in every 10 people of Jewish people, Shechinta Shara, the Shechina is Shara, right? We know that the Shechina, the Divine Presence, rests upon any 10 people of Klal Yisrael that come together. That's the right idea of a tzibur, of a minion of people. The Shechina then comes down and rests upon them. Sha'ora Klal Kuli Meir Behem, because the or of the Klal, of the entire Klal, is Meir into any 10 people. So 10 people has the that koach, has that power, that it forms a tzibur, which is a formation of that can bring down the koach of klal. An individual person can't bring down the shechina in the way that the any 10 people can. Of course, tzaddikim you know, maybe a person that's learning Torah Lishma, we're not going to get into that. Now, there is an aspect, right? The Gemara says, "Bechol makam asher azkir eshmi," wherever I mention, right, wherever I'm going to mention my name, that's where I'm going to be. So there is a certain koach for people to bring down the aura of Hashem, the light of Hashem, or Hashem's presence to a certain degree. But it's not like a minyan. There's something very, very special in a minyan of Jewish people, of klal, or a ten, that has that ability where the klal is going to be mayor in them, through them. Lezois, therefore, kol yechidiyut vehitbadlu. I just remembered. I think I've mentioned this probably in the past, perhaps even more than once, but I always like mentioning it again. It's kind of a Torah Shebal Peh. I can't vouch for its truth, but it certainly makes sense. They say that Rav Kook commented about the Likutei Moharan of Rav Nachman Lev Breslov, that it's a very good sefer, but wherever it says tzaddik, you should replace the word tzaddik in your understanding of it. You should replace it with the word klal Yisrael or Knesset Yisrael. Now, he's not saying, it wasn't coming to argue Chalila on Rav Nachman Breslov, but you know, that was through the lens of his Aveda, and it really boils down to the same thing. The whole concept of the tzaddik is that he's tzaddik yisoid olam, he's the foundation of the world, meaning he holds within himself, so to say, the whole klal, the whole world, and therefore by mischaber to the tzaddik, you are be'etzem being mischaber, you are in fact being joined to and connecting to the essence of the neshama of the Jewish people, meaning to Knesset Yisrael, to the klal Yisrael. So in truth, the idea of the tzaddik and the idea of Knesset Yisrael is one and the same. Rav Kook's point was that, you know, Rav Kook's Avoida, we know, was his Yahrzeit is coming up in Gimel El, another few days. So Rav Kook's Yahrzeit, so we'll say this Lili Nishmasa, right? His Avoida was exactly this Avoida, which is why, of course, it appears so much in the writings of Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, because Rabbi Yaakov Moshe was a Talmud Mufak, they called him a Talmud Chaver, but a Talmud Mufak that he continued this Avoida very, very strongly, that everything that a person does in Torah and Mitzvahs and everything a person receives in Torah and Mitzvahs always is going through the Klal, which again, you know, we find it in the Chassidim where they say the L'Shem Yichud, B'Shem Kol Yisrael, at the end of the L'Shem Yichud, right, everything you do is to learn, to daven, to do mitzvahs, in order to bring a unification of God, in God's name, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His Shechina together, to bring that oneness into expression, and we do that, right, the shame Kol Yisrael, in the name of all the Jewish people, and that's the same idea. The Chassidim also are working on that same kav, on that same, by the way, it's brought down in this forum, in the Sifri Chassidus, that the Baal Shem Tov came into this world, I hope I get it right now, if I remember, to be mesaken, to rectify Avas HaTorah, Avas Hashem, Avas HaTorah, and Avas Yisrael. Those were the, I think that's what it says, the three things, the Be'er Moshe brings this down, I forget the first source for it, but the Be'er Moshe brings this down, that which is the Ozerov, the Admon Ozerov, and he writes that that's what the Baal Shem Tov came into this world for, to rectify these three things, Avas Hashem, Avas HaTorah, and Avas Yisrael. And so that's, you know, that really comes together with what we're saying, is that when you recognize that the way to connect to Hashem and the way to receive the Torah and to understand the Torah is completely intertwined with Avas Yisrael, because ultimately we know Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael V'Raisa Chad Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah and Yisrael are one. So those three loves that the Baal Shem Tov was working on to build on a deeper level, they're really one and the same. That's exactly what's being expressed in that famous statement of Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael V'Raisa Chad Hu, that these are all one thing. And of course we know, we see by Har Sinai, before the Jewish people received the Torah, it says Vayichan Yisrael Neged Ahar. That was a prerequisite to receive the Torah. The prerequisite was that the Jewish people would be standing Ke'ish Echad B'Lev Echad. They're standing as one, like Rashi says, with one heart, as one person. And in fact, at the beginning of the Tikkun El Shavuos, for example, there's a Rabbi Yaakov Emden, not the Tikkun LaShavuos of Darizal, but Rabbi Yaakov Emden's Siddur brings down that there's an inyan to say over the whole Taryag Mitzvahs, and before the Taryag on Shavuos night. And before the Taryag Mitzvahs, he says over there, you're supposed to say, Areini Mekabel, I mitzvah after Lurecha Kamocha. I accept upon myself the mitzvah of loving a fellow Jew. And that's, of course, that, you know, he doesn't, there's no commentary on it over there, but it's Pashat, that's coming from the Psukim, right? Before we Mekabel the Torah, before we receive the Torah at Har Sinai, the Torah testifies that the Jewish people stood there as an individual, meaning they were completely united. Vayichan Yisrael, Shom Yisrael Neged Har. So, this idea of the Klal being the Tzinor, the pipeline, to bring down HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shefa, is, you know, both in Rav Kook's writings, Rav Yaakov Moshe's writings, and of course is in the Sefer Chassidus. In these places, it's very, very, very pronounced, the emphasis on this inyan. So therefore, Rav Yaakov Moshe now says, Lezois, for this reason, Kol yechidiyut vehitbadlut me'akevet ba'ad ha'itchabrut ha'kvua im haherot ha'omdot hachen lechdor bo. All individualism and separatism, okay, separatism in the sense of making yourself separate from everyone else, all individualism and separatism, me'akevet, it holds back from the permanent joining together with the illuminations, ha'orois, that are standing ready to penetrate into him. Ve'enan mofiot bo zulat al-edei tefila b'tzibur. And they can't appear in him except through tefila b'tzibur, except through davening together with a minion of Jews. In other words, naturally we are all individuals, right? But the living as an individual, the feeling of being an individual as separate from the Klal Yisrael, that presents a problem. It creates a certain mechitza, creates a separation, where the ha'oris coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, those feelings, those understandings that a person can attain in Ruchnius, in Torah, from Shemayim, they do not penetrate him. They're ready to come into him, but they are not able to penetrate him except through the Tefillah B'Tzibur. The Tefillah B'Tzibur now, like, forms that conduit where the Shefa can now come into him. Because when you daven with the Tzibur, you've now, it's like, I would say, almost like, you know, you take a plug and you plug it into the socket. That's what Tefillah B'Tzibur is. You've taken your own personal plug and you've plugged it into the power supply. You've plugged it into that power supply, and now you're able to get everything that's in there. So that's a very, very powerful message of what Tefillah B'Tzibur does. It's our attachment. It literally attaches us to Klal Yisrael. Ha'isusim ha'shonim, the various hesitancies, berigshe hakadusha, in the feelings of holiness, vapikpukim vasfekot shemit orim, and the doubts and the skepticism that arises, that awakens, hein hemagiluye hatviot, they are revelations of demands lehitached im hatzibur, to become united with the community, with the tzibur, v'leinok derech tzinoram, and to nurse, or right, nourish via the pipeline of the tzibur. Meaning, people have certain doubts, they have feelings of whether uncertain unsureness, or they may be skeptical when it comes to inyanim of kedusha, inyanim of holiness and of spirituality. Those sveikas that arise in a person, those feelings of unsureness that arise in a person, are signals to him that he's got to tighten his chibur, tighten his union with the nation, with the klal. He's got to, right, work on his bond with Klal Yisrael so that he can now nourish via the channel of Klal Yisrael. They are signals to him that he's somewhat disconnected, and he has to connect. But what really that means is that in order to connect to Hashem, you need to be connected to Klal Yisrael. If you are not connected to Klal Yisrael, you cannot connect to Hashem. It won't flow down. The flow from God flows via Nishmas Yisrael, flows via Klal Yisrael. And when you don't have that connection with Klal Yisrael, there will be some kind of hesitancy in your feelings of holiness, and there may be some doubts in your feelings about the Torah and about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you now are mechazik and you strengthen your connection to Klal Yisrael, those things will free up and things will become kind of simple. Omeyad, and immediately, kishimit kansim imahem, says Rakh Moshe, immediately when you get together with them, right, meaning like in a minion, tekef mofi'im orote emunah tmima vashlima bitbaharutam, immediately the lights of the pure emunah, the pure faith, belief in Hashem, they complete in their, they will immediately appear in their clarity, zikukam v'tzirufam, their purity and clear, pure way. V'ayu ka'anan b'boker v'shamayim zakim kasapirim irim b'taratam, they'll be like the cloud of the morning, which I guess is clear, and the clear sky. It's going to be giving light like gems in their purity. In other words, it's going to be everything's going to be, your moon is going to become very, very clear, very, very pure. It's an interesting thing because, I mean, I can't speak for others so much, but I find that there's a certain clarity that a person gets during davening, and things become so much more simple during davening. And then when you walk away, you take those 3 steps back, and certainly when you leave the Beis Medrash, you're like, you know, the Beit Olah Shul, suddenly, you know, things aren't as clear. When you're standing before Hashem, there's a very, you get a certain clarity. I mean, you have to be tapped in, you have to be aware that you're davening, you know, if your mind is running in all directions, so that's not going to happen, but you're going to get, you get a certain clarity in davening. But here, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is pointing out to another thing. You know, I always attributed that to the fact that you're standing before Hashem. So when you're standing before Hashem, you're going to become more clear in what you need to do. But Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is saying actually that besides that might be true, but specifically when you're davening with a minion, the clarity comes from being tapped into the klal. That's what it, and it's very interesting because if you think about it, what's the halacha if somebody can't daven with a minion? He can't daven in shul, he can't daven with a minion. So he should daven at his house at the time that the tzibur is davening. In other words, you see from the halacha that the connection to the tzibur is really crucial for your tefillah to be a proper and a strong tefillah. Right? Well, what does it matter? You're not with the tzibur. No, but you're davening at the same time as the tefillah. That again is a certain connection with the tzibur. You've bound yourself to the best of your capability at that point in time. You've bound yourself, you've tied yourself to the tzibur. So that connection of tefillah b'tzibur, that connection to the tzibur in your davening is really crucial. It's really crucial for your connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu and the clarity of Emunah that comes along with it. There's actually an interesting Kamarna in Parshas Lech Lecha in Heichal HaBracha. It's anybody wants to look it up. I mean, in the old edition, it's in Daf Tzadi Dalid Amud Beis in Parshas Lech Lecha, and it's by the war with the four and five kings, whatever. And okay, so he says like this. He says it's on page Daf Tzadi Dalam Beis, the first column, like the bottom 10 lines or something like that. He says, the shayrish, v'shayrish l'chol zeh, the shayrish of all this, he's talking about the teachings, the big teachings of the Baal Shem Tov, is Avas Yisrael, which we spoke about, right? Ubitul v'achna, and nullifying yourself and submitting yourself, right? Being humbled. V'limu Torah l'shma, and learning Torah l'shma. Now he adds, v'lehispalel im hatzibur, and to daven with the tzibur. Now, this is not to be taken for granted, because there were rebbes and there still are rebbes that daven b'yechidus. Every single davening, really, the daven b'yechidus. There are rebbes, I've seen it, they'll daven kind of b'tzibur, but they'll daven in their own room, separate from the tzibur. It's I guess you'd call it a rebbish thing. And it always bothered me. Like, what is that supposed to be? Like, you can't stay in the same room as everyone else. You're so holy. You know, like, I don't want to Chatzram talk about any specific rebbes or whatever it is, but like, he clearly, it's not the ruach of the Kamarna over here. I think that this is where he's going to bash at over here. And he says, besides, he speaks back also Tfilu Bezmana over here. He says, V'lama tishke b'ni bezara. Why should you... My son, why should you make a mistake with something foreign? Levakesh lecha chachmas zar sushtusim, to seek out for yourself foreign chachmas and nonsense. Lispalo sholei shoyis acher chatzis hayoim, to daven 3 hours. Of course, he's talking about shachris. To daven 3 hours after chatzis hayoim, after midday. Liyos mishana itim umachlev zmanim, to change the times, you know, like he's using, of course, the expression by HaKadosh Baruch Hu use of mishana itim umachlev zmanim, like, well, who are you? Umaran HaKadosh lo limdenu kach. Maran HaKadosh, the Baal Shem Tov, he didn't teach us like that. Ki hu haya mispalo b'netzachamo. He would daven in netzachamo. He davened by sunrise. Betzibur, with the community, with the tzibur, with 10 people, with a minion. He didn't daven on his own. Ba'avas Yisrael. You see, he's learning, but Tzibur is a statement, it's an expression of your Avas Yisrael. If you're davening alone, then there's something wrong over there with your Avas Yisrael. Who do you think you are? He says, Ke'afilu mishek u'kadosh k'maron. Maron, even somebody who's holy like Maron, the Baal Shem Tov, va'oilich ba'aliyos neshamos va'ilamos, and he would go, the Baal Shem Tov would go up with, right, spiritual elevations of what's called neshamas and elamas. We're not going to get into that, but that's Kabbalistic ideas where he, right, through meditation, he went to and really got very high levels of Ruach HaKodesh and went places in the spiritual world. The royal lama shalom Allah, and he was able to see, he saw the worlds up above. And still somebody that holy cannot become elevated except by nullifying himself, to Klal Yisrael, va'az ein v'bitul va'ayin, and becoming like nothing, so to say, he doesn't have any individualism to himself. Oz kolis atzmoi, halavai sheyazoche kapachas shepichusim, and then he includes himself like with everyone, and he says to himself, halavai should be merit like the smallest of people. And in his own eyes, he's nullified like the dust of the. He makes him like he doesn't look at himself as worth anything. Because if he looks at himself as if he's on any higher level than any other Jewish person, he will immediately be pushed down to the bottom level. And they shove him out. They push him out. It's unbelievable what the commander is saying. He's saying even somebody as great as the Baal Shem Tov had to daven b'tzibur. He had to have Avas Yisrael and daven with everybody else and see himself as one of the group. Because if he looked at himself as being anything greater than any other Jewish person, he's a goner. He would be pushed down to the lowest rung on the ladder, and they would just shove him outside. He's out. Velama bni telech bederech rechoyka, and you, my son, why should you go on the far path? Rochek ma'orcha dezara d'Yisrael, far away from the way of the children of Israel, liyos mishune umeshane, to be different and to change. Kimisha zoichel ispal bnei tzachama b'tzibur, because somebody who merits davening at sunrise with the tzibur, azay mi'irin ha'moichin, then the moichin, the brain, so to say, right there, illuminates v'tfilase b'kas kol elamas, and his tfila breaks through all the worlds be'esh lahet milatois, with a tremendous burning fire. Okay, he goes on and on over here, but he actually says it later. He says, "Avla mispal shachras achra tzayisayom." Somebody who davens after midday, he's davens shachras after midday. Avaryanhu, he's a criminal. He says, "V'al tadame ba'atzmach banai bni." Don't think to yourself, my son, ki hayu kedoshim v'tzadikim shispalu kach. Oh, there were big tzadikim and holy people that did that. Ma'aliv lachem bnei tzruyo lizdames atzma la'malochim srofei malo advekim lekim chayim b'chol rega u'b'chol neshima neshima. He says, what do you have to do with those people? What do you have to do with those? He doesn't call them people. He says, what do you have to do? Make yourself similar. You have to think you're similar to those angels who were like, you know, fiery angels that were attached to Hashem at every single moment, and every single breath of theirs was connected to Hashem. Who are you? You can, and he's saying, who are you? He's saying, even the Baal Shem Tov, you see, David Netzachama and Vitzibur. Bekitzer, it's a very, very starka piece over here from the Gemara, and that's something which I think is important for all of us to take this yisoid, and it connects to what the Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is saying over here, is that, and this is what that's what the Gemara over there is saying, that, you know, I, by the way, you might have a question, right? What, the Baal Shem Tov didn't know he was greater than other people? The big Kedosh, big Tzaddikim, they give brachas. Everybody's coming to them and asking for brachas and asking for guidance. They don't see themselves as bigger? And the answer is no. Because if you have a bigger neshama, right, the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you bigger neshama and he gave you bigger powers and capabilities, etc., then you have to use them relative to what you gave. So it's you're always being judged, and you should always be looking at yourself as relative to your capabilities. The question is, are you using your capabilities to the maximum? Are you using your capabilities any better than the next person? The circumstances of your life may have brought you to where you are, whereas the circumstances of somebody else's life didn't allow him to get anywhere close to that. But maybe relative to his circumstances, he's better than you are relative to your circumstances. So at the end of the day, we should always have that feeling, no matter who you are, no matter if you know all of Shas, or if you know whatever you know, it doesn't really matter. The question is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking at you. And a person who's really kind of truthful with himself, the answer is that we are always pushing ourselves. We always realize that we are, ultimately, we are nothing. You know, like the Ramban says in Igeres Ramban, right? What do you have? Anything that you have is from Hashem. So you have intellect, and using your intellect, you got that from Hashem. You have a love for Torah that you also maybe got from Hashem in different ways. It could be a Rebbe that turned you on to learning. It could be a parent that turned you on. It could be a natural connection to learning. You're intellectual. I don't know. Whatever it is. Person's into davening. Everything ultimately. Now, of course, we do, especially in our generation. I'm not saying it's very hard. In our generation, we do need to pat ourselves on the back as well. Most people need to feel like they're moving, need to feel like they're deserving of something. And that's true. But I always say, the essence of being a Jew is to be able to juggle the two opposites at all times. We always need to have the pat on the back, and then we also always have to like Reb Tzadik says, we've mentioned in the past, right, that the same way a person believes, has to believe in Hashem, he has to believe in himself. So on the one hand, you have to juggle that, feel that you're chashuv, feel that you're important, feel that you have koach, which is all true. And on the other hand, you have to have the bittel and the ayin and realize that ultimately we all are nothing compared to Hashem's greatness. We are always in obligation of returning his favors, his goodness. No matter what we do, we never could pay back what Hashem does for us. So we're, so to say, we're always working ourselves out of the minus in that sense. these are two different, right, two opposite types of focus, and we kind of have to juggle them together in order to get to the right balance. The recognition that a person is, you know, if we take Moshe Rabbeinu as an example, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah testifies he was Anav Mikol Adam, he was the most humble person there was, and yet he's the one that received the Torah. Now, Darizal points out, he's Madaig, this in Pasuk. Actually, I think we just, is Pashas Ekev or Eya. He's Madaig, that the only person to ever receive and understand the entire Torah in every single detail was Moshe Rabbeinu and Yehoshua, but Yeshua because Moshe Rabbeinu gave it to him. After that, there was never a person, this is what Arizal says, that was able to mekabel and understand the whole entire Torah. Fine. Now, so obviously Moshe Rabbeinu was the manik. Obviously he was the leader of Klal Yisrael. He was obviously aware of his leadership capabilities, right? He was obviously aware of his greatness in Torah. He was obviously aware in the fact that his nevuah was panim b'panim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nobody else was such a thing. And yet the Torah testifies that he's the most humble of people, which is unbelievable, right? He did just not think of himself as anything chashuv. He just, you know, so how does that go together? So it's interesting. Rav Chaim Volozhin in the beginning of Ruach Chaim says that Moshe Rabbeinu was a neshama that was koilel all the Shishim Riboy Nishmas Yisrael. It was included, it comprised, his neshama was a concentration of all the 600,000 root neshamas that are in the Jewish people. And that's really how he was able to mekabel the Torah. The Torah has to come, the Torah can only come down to Klal Yisrael. If the Torah would be given to any other person, it would be impossible, because how could you mekabel the Torah if you're an individual? Moshe Rabbeinu is the only individual who be'etzem is the entire Klal Yisrael. That was what he was. He was a mini Klal Yisrael, and therefore he's the one that could be mekabel the Torah. And by the way, it wouldn't be able to be given down, each person getting his chelik, because that's also fragmented and separated, right? Each person getting, even if it's at the same time, but each person is only getting that individual part, he's getting his portion in Torah. Whereas this way, the entirety of the Torah is given to the entirety of Yisrael in one shot. That's how it's given to Moshe Rabbeinu. And yet, so that's my point, Moshe Rabbeinu is Anav Mikol Adam because all his greatness stems completely from Klal Yisrael. And it's very pronounced because of the Ruach Chaim, of Chaim Volozhin in the beginning of Avos, that he is a neshama of Shishim Nishmas, that koil the 600,000 root neshamas that are of the Jewish people. And that's why he's able to be the most humble of people. As an individual, he attributed to himself nothing, because indeed, he had nothing. All he had was because he was a Klal Yisrael Dika Mensch. And that's Be'etzem is the secret to us as well. But we have to realize that anything we have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's coming to us through us being part of Klal Yisrael. And through ourselves connecting to Klal Yisrael, that is the way we receive Shefa. The more we connect to Klal Yisrael, the more we love other Jewish people, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give to us in physical needs, in physical things, and in spiritual things. There actually really is no difference. They're both true, based on what you're going to need to do, what you're going to need to carry out. Actually, now I just remembered, I said over on Shabbos, there's a Yismach Yisrael from the Alexander on Parshas Re'eh. So he said, I don't have the Chumash in front of me here, but right, the first psukim over there, that Esabrocha Asher Tishmo, right? Re'eh Nasat Lechem Esabrocha, Saklala, right? So he's, I give you the bracha and the curse. It says the bracha that you heard, the bracha that you heard. But when it comes to the klala, it says im lo tishma. The klala im lo tishma. The klala if you don't listen. What's the difference in the terminology that should l'chayra, they should be exactly paralleling each other, but it's not. Why not? So the Alexander Yismach Yisrael says, based on the Rambam asks a question, why is it that the Torah goes to length on all sorts of physical rewards for doing, keeping mitzvahs? We know there's a principle, schar mitzvah, b'hai al-maleka, there is no reward for mitzvahs in this world. The world, the reward for mitzvahs is only in the world to come. So what's all this schar going on in the Torah? So the Rambam says that no, this is not, has nothing to do with anything. The promises of good that you had in the Torah have nothing to do. That's not schar of mitzvah. That's just in order to enable you to keep doing his Torah mitzvahs. He sees you're doing his Torah mitzvahs, so he wants you to continue doing Torah mitzvahs. So he gives you the physical things that you need, the means that you need to be able to keep doing the Torah mitzvahs. So these aren't the schar. These are brachas that come along with doing mitzvahs in order to enable you to continue doing the mitzvahs. So, without that, you know, so that's how he says. So that's what he says. It's a bracha sher tishmu, the bracha that's enabling you to keep the mitzvahs, to be mekayim the mitzvahs, tishmu as in hearing and being mekayim the mitzvahs. So that's how he says. It says a bracha. This is the bracha that you are getting in order to be mekayim, in order to continue being mekayim the mitzvahs. So I'm just saying the physical good that Hashem bestows upon a person that's doing Torah mitzvahs is not part of the schar of the mitzvahs. It's just enabling him to go further. And therefore, again, like I said, when you do Torah mitzvahs in a connected way, in a way where you're going via the klal, you're going to be getting both the spiritual shefa and the physical shefa, because they're really intertwined, they're coming together. It's all part of enabling your in deepening and increasing connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this, I guess, is a good, we'll stop here. It's a good pointer for the beginning of El, is to keep this in focus. We know the Saba Mikelm and the Bali Musar, the Saba Mikelm, the Reb Chatzkel says, the Saba Mikelm used to stress this tremendously all the time, is that the Avoida of the Yom Neroim, the Avoida of Rosh Hashanah, and all this, is to make yourself an Ish that the Tzibur needs, to make yourself a person that the Tzibur, the community needs. That's a part of connecting to the Tzibur. Chazal say, Lishta Hatef Bahade Tzibura, that you should be Mishtatef with the Tzibur. That's the Hayrah of Chazal, the instruction of Chazal for us to succeed in the Avodah that we need to do now. So, good Vach and good Chodesh. If anybody.